Hello, friends, and welcome to Bedtime Stories with Mr. Jim. I was just getting ready for bed. Are you as well? Oh, good. I hope you brushed your teeth and found all of your comfy things like pillows and blankets and stuffies. Oh, yes. Oh, good. Well, as long as you have all those things ready, then it's time for our story. But first, we must close our eyes so that we can travel to an imaginary world. Little Bear wandered through the woods, soaking up all he could of the fall weather, for it was time for his first hibernation. The trees were festive shades of red, oranges, and yellows, the leaves taking their time, lazily drifting and floating down to the ground. As Little Bear's feet crunched along through the woods, one landed on his nose, tickling it. "Good night, autumn leaves. I will see you next year," he giggled in reply. He knew by the time he woke, they would be replaced by tiny green buds blossoming from the branches. Then he wandered down toward the river, watching the ripples from the current float along, where he knew they would eventually make it out to sea. The fish were no longer jumping and swimming upstream. They too had begun to settle down for the winter. Little Bear waded into the water, feeling its fall chill down to his bones. Shivering, he said,
"Good night, river. I'll see you when you are warm again."
He swam back to shore and shook off. Little Bear was sitting on the hill, admiring the colors around him when his friend Squirrel jumped on by.
"Hi, Squirrel. Wait for me. I wanted to say good night," Little Bear called after him.
"Okay, good night. I'll see you tomorrow," Squirrel waved back.
But Little Bear shook his head. "No, Squirrel, I won't see you tomorrow. It's time for me to hibernate now."
"Hibernate?"
Little Squirrel stood on his hind legs looking at his friend, confused look on his face. Bear explained, "Bears sleep through winter. I won't see you again until spring." Squirrel had never heard of hibernation. He didn't realize his friend wouldn't be around to play with this winter. He ran up onto Bear's head, giving him a squeeze.
"Okay. Good night, Bear. I will miss you."
As the friend said goodbye for now, the sun lowered behind the branches of the forest, sending a deep golden glow across the ground. Everything was washed in the autumn hue as the trees held on to their remaining red leaves. Everything in the forest was beginning to slow down for the winter. Even Squirrel, whose family was collecting their final acorns to store. Little Bear yawned, making his way back to his cave where Mama Bear was waiting. She wrapped him up in a big bear hug.
"Did you get to say goodnight to everyone?"
Mama Bear asked. Little Bear nodded, and she smiled. Inside the cave, Mama had prepared a bedtime snack of berries. little bear ate them slowly one by one until they were all gone. Then he curled up in the den with his mama bear and settled in for his long winter nap. Outside the cave, the weather grew cold. The final leaves fell from the trees and blanketed the frosty ground. Some days snow fell softly onto the ground, making the world white and quiet. Other times, the wind blew ferociously, rattling the empty tree branches throughout the forest. No matter what the weather was outside, Little Bear and his mama stayed warm and safe inside their cave, fast asleep. He dreamed of warm summer nights, fireflies that flashed their little bulbs across the meadow like shooting stars. His dream self lied in the green grass underneath the moon, listening to the noisy hoots and chirps of the night. He befriended the owls and raccoons, and they played together in the moonlight. Outside the cave, it was now the middle of winter. The forest was full of snowdrifts. The river slowed by layers of ice. The fish below swam deeper, resting and saving their energy for spring. Squirrel appeared above the snowbanks and sniffed the air.
Nope, not spring yet. Still a few more weeks without my best friend.
Squirrel decided to pass by his friend's cave just in case Little Bear was awake. He dashed over and stood outside listening. It was dark and cozy, very quiet. Squirrel scurried a little closer and could hear the soft snores of Little Bear and Mama Bear.
Sweet dreams, Little Bear,
Squirrel whispered into the dark. Then he scurried back to his tree. Little Bear dreamed on, sleeping deeply through the middle of winter. The air outside was cold, but the wind had begun to warm up. Icicles drip-dropped, creating pools of water along the melting snow. The sleepy animals began to stir and move around in the forest. Twigs snapped, and leaves that were hidden under the snow began to crunch with the movement of the animals. Little Bear grumbled and stretched. He opened an eye and saw the sun reaching into the cave toward him and Mama Bear. He smiled, happy to have made it through his first hibernation. He was excited to go find Squirrel and ask him all about the winter. But for now, he stayed there cuddled up with Mama Bear.
Just one more nap,
he decided before closing his eyes and drifting back to sleep. Well, my friends, as it's time to close our eyes, just like that little bear, may you have very sweet and happy dreams. Good night, my friends.